This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we say goodbye to the famed Stardust Hotel in Las Vegas.
First, analysis of today's top story, the political scandal over the firings of 8 United States attorneys last year. The White House says the prosecutors were fired for performance problems, but some of those prosecutors say they were fired after receiving political pressure in their home states. Of course, U.S. attorneys serve at the pleasure of the president, and their appointment is inherently political. But our legal analyst, Dahlia Lithwick, says that doesn't mean their job duties are political.
There's a difference between a political appointment and doing a political job. And that's the thing that I think that seems to get lost here, that certainly these are political appointments. Certainly every president who comes in fires most of the U.S. attorneys, puts in his own people. It's his prerogative. These are very political appointments. There's no question. But as soon as they are seated as the U.S. attorney, they become, you know, the highest ranking law enforcement officer in that district. And that cannot mean that they answer to the president. At that point, they really do need to be free to bring charges against whoever has committed a crime, to investigate fraud if it happens by Republicans or by Democrats, to investigate misconduct across the boards without the sort of relentless political pressure that seems to have been exhibited here. So I think what I would say is, yes, it's a political position with an enormous caveat. And the caveat is that you answer to the Constitution first and the president second. And that's how U.S. attorneys have always understood their jobs to be. And that's generally throughout history how they've been treated.
Okay, but they must prioritize and know in the backs of their minds what the president wants from them. And in a couple of instances, it was pretty clear that the White House wanted several of these U.S. attorneys to pursue allegations of voter fraud by Democrats in particular districts. And that was one concern that the White House had, that several of these attorneys had not pursued those allegations aggressively enough. What's the story there?
Well, I think that there's no question, again, that the White House gets to set prosecutorial priorities. It gets to keep all of the U.S. attorneys on a certain reservation and say, look, you know, we're really going to focus on immigration cases. We're really going to focus on gun cases. We're going to let, you know, other things slide. And nobody disputes that the White House can do that and that U.S. attorneys who don't hew to that policy line can be fired. I think the question here is where it starts to look like the policy line was, we want you to go after Democrats, we don't want you to go after Republicans. That's not setting priorities. That's just cherry picking the kinds of prosecutions that are good for your team. And I think, you know, the best evidence about the voter fraud question comes from former U.S. Attorney John McKay, in Seattle, who says he's absolutely, quote, stunned to hear that he wasn't enthusiastically and energetically investigating the voter fraud cases in his state. So I think the real problem is, if one has a problem with one's U.S. attorneys, they're not performing, they're not prioritizing your priorities. There's a protracted conversation. You say to them, you should be doing this. There's a paper trail. They say, well, I am doing this. They say to you, well, you know, focus on it a little harder. What we have here is none of that sort of back and forth. And it's important to understand U.S. attorneys are always sort of viewed by the Justice Department as sort of crazy mavericks who need to be kept in line. But that's usually done through a long process of negotiation and compromise. Here, there doesn't seem to have been much negotiation. And any compromise, it seems to have been, we don't like the job you're doing, you're gone. So I think it's a little bit disingenuous for the White House to say, oh, they weren't, you know, fulfilling our priorities, when they were never told that they were priorities or that they weren't fulfilling them.
So this is becoming a political scandal, an ethical scandal, perhaps. But anything illegal happening here?
You know, I don't think so. I think there is a sort of side legal or at least ethical problem that has to do with whether these U.S. attorneys were pressured either while they were bringing indictments, whether they were pressured to do it more quickly or pressured to, you know, bring indictments when they felt that wasn't appropriate. And then later on, when this began to sort of bubble up as a scandal, whether they were pressured not to testify before Congress or talk to the press. So those are sort of ethics questions that may someday arise to legal questions that are only now being pursued. So I don't think there's really a legal scandal, although I would say that the violence that's been done to the notion of the rule of law, the independence of our prosecutors, the violence that's been done to our idea that some things are above partisan politics is in some sense a legal scandal, because it's really undermined the notion that the U.S. attorneys work for the Constitution, they work for the people, Alberto Gonzalez works for the Constitution, he works for the people. Now it turns out it looks like everybody works for the president and the people are on their own.
Dahlia Lithwick of Slate.com, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, Madeline.